You with Early Edition on News Talk ZB. It's hard not to feel sorry, isn't it, this morning for Northland and Waikato for that matter. I mean, Waikato has two cases and they're staying in level three, which seems over the top. And as for Northland, they're only staying in level three because the absconders won't help police with their inquiries, won't fess up any locations of interest, won't be honest. I mean, how is it a whole hard-working, law-abiding population of people in the north are being held to ransom by two losers? So zero cases in Northland and two household contacts in Waikato, and boom, they're all staying in level three. Vaxathon this weekend, anyone? Is it too cynical to suggest that keeping the fear button firmly pressed will help push jab rates up this weekend? Don't you think it's interesting, actually, that for a government who can't set targets, they can suddenly set one? When it involves a few TV cameras and a fun day out with celebrities and influencers and sports people, they can put a number all of a sudden for their cheesy vaxathon, but not when it doesn't involve some primetime PR opportunities. I just worry they just don't seem gripped by the same sense of urgency that those actually enduring the level restrictions are. I mean, they don't seem to carry the weight of the plight of business, the angst of those in unnecessary level three like Northland and Waikato. Where is the urgency in getting these Northland women to spill the beans on where they've been? How is this taking so long when every single day counts here? There's also no naming and shaming going on. Why is the government still protecting these women's anonymity? Why, when the Wanaka couple were outed and charged, do these two reprobates get let off the hook? What's going on here? Their selfish and irresponsible behaviour has resulted in prolonging a needless lockdown for hundreds of thousands of people. Yet, they're enjoying the privilege of anonymity. The inconsistency and double standards around this whole response is so galling. I think it's another thing that really rucks people up and erodes trust in this government. Tongues are fine if you're a gang member, but no one else can send off their loved ones in big numbers. Some people can skip the border, no worries. Others have the book thrown at them. Some truckies are tested and stopped. Others waved by, no big deal. Gang members can trash MIQ rooms and abuse hotel staff, but the Defence Force likewise will confiscate even one extra bottle of wine from others. Black Lives Matter protesters can come out of force during a level four lockdown last year with zero arrests made, whereas Brian Tamaki gets charged for a protest at level three. I'm not defending Tamaki, by the way. I'm just pointing out the litany of inconsistencies. Continuously, what are we told? We're told the message is abide the rules, and yet there appears zero consistency from the people actually making them. Hawksby.